having lived as long as I have and covered, you know, I was in the Magic Lantern Theater every night with Václav Havel. I watched people who led moral lives, who attempted, as Lynn did, as best they could to carry out the good. That does have a power that stays with you if you truly are able to feel what they feel. When your moment comes, you cannot betray them, as Lynn would not betray Mumia, even as she was about to get it. It was a 10-year sentence, right, in a Texas, and she had cancer.
Winnie, thank you, folks, for listening to Law and Disorder. Our pledge line is 516-620-3602, $50 for Chris Hedges' book, and it's $35 for the last 2 years of Law and Disorder. I'd like to thank Michael G. and Heidi Bogosian, Jeff Brady, our producer, and I'd like to thank the folks at Hot Books, which is the imprint of Skyhorse, for donating books that we were able to give out today. And last, I want to remind you, tune in next Monday, John Burroughs from Lawyers for a Sane Nuclear Policy, on just the suicidal nuclear policy that the Trump administration has come up with. It's very important. Talk to you next week. Thanks for your contributions. You all, take it easy.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover.
This is Saul Williams.
And this is Michael Frank from Spearhead.
And this is WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
This is Reverend Jesse Jackson of the Rainbow Push Coalition. Please call and support WBAI, Non-Commercial Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 put your show can high. Yeah, yeah,
let me hear you, let me hear you.
You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM Pacifica Radio and online at WBAI.org.
The role of media in a democratic society should be to empower people to make decisions.
WBAI, speaking truth to power for over 50 years.
You have very few powerful media outlets that are actually doing the two things that I think are the most central aims of good journalism, which is to give voice to the voiceless and hold those in power accountable.
WBAI, your community alternative.
Try to make amends, try to make some friends, but now the story ends. you could tell a brother what to do. If y'all could do it, 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 if y'all could do it,
I wish they'd hurry up with that transmission. I want to go to bed. I suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
Executive Order AUC 3423. listen to this, boys.
Just a little bit of fun. Thank you.
Dr. Haber, what are we supposed to do here?
We're going to work together. We're going to build a relationship. You're going to let me inside, poke around, find out what's causing those bad dreams of yours.
Thick cloud, steam rising, hissing stone on sweat lodge fire. Around me, buffalo robe, sage and bundle, rub on skin. Outside, cold air, stand and wait for rising sun. Red paint, eagle feathers, coyote calling, it has begun. Something moving in, tasted in my mouth and in my heart. It feels like dying slow.
You have a dream problem, don't you?
How did you know? All I want is to stop dreaming.
And you don't think it's time somebody had a dream again, huh? You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to have a dream?
It only happens here.
Night Shift.
It only happens once a week.
Night Shift.
Mondays.
Night Shift.
Midnight.
It's my favorite show.
You have a dream problem, don't you?
How did you know?
you are tuned to Listener Sponsored Radio, WBAI, 99.5 FM on your dial and on the web at WBAI.org. The name of the show is Night Shift. I'm Mike Sargent. I'm here with a special guest, two special guests. I have a mystery guest and I have a special guest here in the studio. Now, for those who've been listening to Night Shift, you know a few things. You know that we play music. We call it damn good music. You've been listening to some damn good music this morning. You're thinking, hopefully, wow, what was that? I want to know what some of that, I have to have that. Okay. And you can. And I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. Okay. Because you just happen to be so lucky that we're in Marathon and that not only, okay, check this out. Not only could you get this music, know who this music is, and get the over 6.5 hours of music I've culled, okay, but you could support public radio. You can support free speech. And the theme of the show, if you've ever heard the show, or if you've never heard the show and you just got pulled in by the music, is that life is like science fiction. It's a perspective we've had long before the millennium, long before we had a black president, long before we had a reality TV show host, fake billionaire as president, long before all of that, long before life was as science fiction as it is today, we were letting you know that life is like science fiction. So, I have a lot of stories and information. I mean, just look at today. We're living in, you know, life is like science fiction. We're living in a bubble. We know why. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the stock market. We'll talk about what's going on in the world. We'll talk about things that just make you go, wow. We're, you know, it's either the end of days or someone is making this up as they go along. But here's the deal. If you call right now, this collection of music that some of what you're hearing right now, you can call and for a $35 pledge, we send you a CD free for 6 hours, 6.5 hours of music with all the artists so you can go and support them. Okay, now if you've been listening to Night Shift, hopefully you're hooked. There's something about it you like. We attract the young, we attract the old, we attract the informed, the uninformed. And many, many, many moons ago, we attracted someone who fits into some of those categories. At the time, I have no idea why we called you Mike from Jersey. Okay, I really don't know how that came about because it's not your name. But on the show, you're Mike from Jersey.
That's correct.
And Mike from Jersey, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And Byron,
I was going to pretend to be Byron.
Byron, are you here? Are you here?
Byron? I am here.
Byron is here. Byron's in the chamber. Byron's in the sick chamber, he's in calling from his sick chamber just because he wants to get you to call 516-620-3602. And here's what you do for $35 pledge, because I know you've been waiting. You've been like, all right, I want the music. Stop talking. All right, here's what you do. Call 516-620-3602, okay? Or you can go online to give to the number 2, WBAI.org. Either call or go online and look for or ask for DGM Winter 2018. DGM Winter 2018. You have to have it. You need it. $35 pledge. Over 6.5 hours of music. Music to listen to as the world go slowly insane. Byron Saunders, How are you feeling, Byron? Are you feeling any better? Can you hear me, Byron?
In Florida last week where it was 77 degrees
and you
I
came
come
back
19 degrees and I catch a cold. Byron,
you catch a cold.
It's terrible.
Well, Byron, how do you catch a cold?
Yes.
You caught it.
How do you catch it?
I caught it.
And you caught it.
With a snare?
You caught it. You had a cold catcher?
I'm the cold catcher.
You're the cold catcher. All right, so here's the deal. Again, we're in our marathon, and as you've heard and as you were listening to, if you've been listening to the station throughout the day, you know that we're in our marathon. We're in the first day of our marathon.
Right.
Throughout the month of February, we'll be asking you to support us because here's the deal. We do not get any corporate sponsors. We're not affected by Wall Street unless you had a lot of money in Wall Street and now you're unhappy or sad or worried and you can't give to BAI, but you still should. Okay, because right. WBAI is one of the, it was one of the first bastions of free speech, and now it's one of the last. Okay, and so we're living in a time where radio, WBAI, free speech radio is, I can't even fathom the importance of it. And if you can't see the importance of it, then you need to either go look at the past or think about the future. Because no matter how you slice it, you need unbiased media. Media that will give you information. Media that will cover things that other places won't cover. Whether it's a perspective on life, like what we have here on Night Shift, and all the culture and the arts that we bring here. Or whether it's the news or the science or the you know, there's so much health. There's so many things that BAI gives you for free. And so You have to make a pledge.
Free.
You have to make a pledge because you support everything else. You pay for everything else that you enjoy in life, whether it's food, air, water, cable, internet, phone service. You have to pay.
And if you could have paid more last month,
that's right.
Well, then
don't regret it this month. That's right. So $35 pledge, and now hopefully you're liking the music because I have quite a bit. I have such a selection. I have some stuff that clearly they wrote and they said, oh, this would get played on Night Shift.
Yeah, okay? Right, exactly.
Now, I'm telling you, I straight up have with Bruce Dern sound bites in it, okay? Like, who puts Bruce Dern sound bites? Yes, we play Bruce Dern sound bites at the beginning of every show for like 15 years.
Wow.
And some people put out, you know. And I'm gonna play it to you, Byron. You hear what I'm saying?
Do you ever play?
I'm ready.
When I say Bruce Dern sound bites, I don't just mean Bruce Dern sound bites, just random.
What about Laura?
I mean Bruce Dern from Silent Running.
Like people know that what's happening about the early Bruce Dern.
No, not even Laura. We're talking about Bruce Dern. In Silent Running, the same movie. You'll even recognize the sound effects. I've played it so many times. Anyway, so. But
are there
all of
any
that,
sound effects that would match Laura's cry face? That's what I want to know.
Well, that is a whole other conversation and tangential. But 516-620-3602. You can get your DGM Winter 2018 collection. Now, Byron, don't be coughing on the phone. Use the cough button. Please use the cough button.
Is Byron in that room in Blade Runner where the woman is working? That's like her medical.
That's Byron. Byron's in the. He's the boy in the bubble. You know, we're living in a financial bubble. Byron is living in a medical bubble. So, Byron, question: are you and from what I understand, this you have chili. You make chili while you're in the bubble.
Chili?
I did.
Yes.
I love some chili.
It's Byron's bubble chili. So 516-620-3602, and please make a pledge. We have a lot of show to get to. We have a lot of music to play. A lot of things to talk about.
Chili.
It's very exciting.
Mike.
Byron Saunders.
How many hours is the DGM?
Over 6.5 hours. Over 6.5 hours. Let me tell you something. I reached back. I reached forward. I brought music through time. I have stuff that's just going to blow you away.
That's the side of the bubble that I want to be on. I want to be on the side of the bubble with the chili. With the bubble chili.
Hey, mystery guest, you can come into my bubble anytime.
Oh, snap. Byron's inviting her in the bubble.
Wow, is there room enough for me?
Exactly.
Make the moon, baby.
Is there enough room for me? You know why? Because he's got so much chili.
He has a custom made.
Right.
Can I bring my toothbrush?
Yes.
All right. This is music from Wall Street today. People running around like crazy. No! 1,100 points!
15 or 16.
In total. It's a new record.
Yes, it is.
Completely erased the profits of the year 2018
totally
so far.
Totally did it. Wow.
So, there it is. Well you know, now here's what's interesting. The canary in the coal mine,
right.
Bitcoin bottomed out first.
Right.
Interesting.
But Bitcoin was never 70%. Sustainable. I mean, there was no one that didn't know that was going to...
But you see, and what makes the stock markets sustainable?
Right.
What, centralized banking? Is that it?
I feel like I'm Touché. Seeing those golden coins life skipping over a pond and,
it's like science
and then sinking.
Fiction.
Mike, you know what really blows my mind is that Night Shift existed before the time when life actually turned into
exactly.
Science fiction.
She see, it did. It did. Now, let me just ask you, just for those who are listening, how old were you when you were started listening to Night Shift?
Oh,
were,
my God. I was like 17 years old.
Wow. That's just disturbing.
Wow.
That's disturbing. He was 17, Byron. He was just 17.
But I age really fast.
And you know...
What I mean.
Yes. So, Byron, let me ask you another question. Just in terms of music and how life is like science fiction. For you, we often talk about the theme behind music is, or the theme behind damn good music is, or the concept. What makes DGM is music that takes you somewhere. It doesn't matter what kind of, you know, genre it is. It takes you somewhere, whether it takes you, you know, down to the Wall Street, or if it takes you out to the mountain or on the river with Byron or whatever. My question to you is, what music, or let's put it this way, what's your favorite place to be taken by music?
Oh, wow. My favorite place to be taken by music. Okay. When I'm in the need to have, be in a metaphysical space of time and place.
When you have a need to be in a metaphysical place.
Yes. I like to think of music that would be created by Alice Coltrane, Journey into Satchitananda. Absolutely the type of music that makes you meditate, makes you contemplate. Think in a place in a new dimension, and I like music that allows me to release all of that, the restrictions, and be free.
Okay, so that's where the jazz comes in, the free form nature of it,
yeah,
the unpredictability
of it. Yes, but it's also a mixture of the Eastern philosophy that is brought to if you know Alice Coltrane's work, she was the wife of John Coltrane, and one of the albums that she made engaged a flight into Eastern philosophical concepts in music form, and it's very beautiful, it's very relaxing, very calming. And even John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, that type of music takes you to a place where you can feel, release inhibitions, feel love,
release,
be love, engage love. I like love.
Release.
Yeah.
Release.
I heard.
Yes, no. I have a pretty fascinating story to tell you. I do want to get some pledges happening, though, because I can see when people are pledging. So we really need to see if we can get a couple pledges in here. It's only a $35 pledge. So if you call right now, 516-620-3602, we've been on for 49 minutes. There should be some pledges happening. So, you know, if you call now and say, I want the winter 2018. I brought the CD with me tonight. Giving it to him tonight. It'll be here. It's ready to be going out tomorrow.
This is 6 hours of music.
Quickly fulfilled.
Six and a
half.
Wow.
Six and a half.
How many tracks?
That's a good question. I have.
But then you probably have tracks that are like 14 minutes long.
Let me just say. Okay, I'll tell you how many tracks. I break it into to volumes for myself, but you get everything. So let's see. 44 tracks in volume one.
Wow.
That's less than $1 a track.
Oh, it's way less. And let me tell you what's in volume two.
That's the minimum.
All right, 44. So there's 88 tracks in total.
Wow.
88
tracks. It's almost 7 hours of music. Just call it seven. That's 88 tracks, Byron.
That's a lot.
How many Night Shift listeners do you think are going to listen to this?
Well,
six and a half straight hours.
Well, you see, that's the thing. It's your entire day right there. Right. And I'm just playing you a little bit of it. Wait till I play you the Bruce Dern thing. That's just amazing. But 516-620-3602, if you call right now, you can make a pledge. Or if you go to give2wbai.org, you can go in there and just put in DGM, and you'll see that there's the latest collection, which is Winter 2018. I even did some nice artwork for it. You'll see that.
Really?
It's right in it. Yes, I did. It's there. It's also on the Facebook page. If you go to NITESHIFT, I'll put a link where you can make a pledge on the page if you want. But you can see the art right there on the Facebook page.
What is it?
You have to go to the Facebook page.
Can you describe it in words?
I can describe it. I'll have to have Mike from Jersey describe it.
Can you describe it not in words?
All right, so, Mr. Guest, you have a story that
I do have a story.
Fairly
a
fantastic.
Story.
Now, this is what's, again, here's the life is like science fiction. Byron, do you know anything about laser mapping?
I know a little bit about that, yeah.
You know a little bit about made laser mapping. Of course you do, Byron. You know a little bit about everything.
I'm
going to
tell you.
What's the commercial? He's the most interesting man in the world.
A little bit more, Byron.
Yeah, that's my
for
brother.
Free.
That's your brother. All right, so talk to me, mystery guest.
All right, so check this.
Byron,
right?
Cough button.
All right, you remember the calendar and...
Wait.
All right.
What?
Well,
you
when
have to
I
speak
think
to
Mayan,
the audience. Think of the people listening to you.
The pyramids are the aliens.
The aliens who built the
pyramids. Do you remember the whole calendar thing with the Mayans?
Yes.
But they also had pyramids, a lot like the Egyptians.
And didn't they also have an upside-down pyramid under the actual pyramid?
Yeah, and it's on the dollar bill now. Go ahead.
So, yeah, so laser mapping uncovers dozens of ancient Mayan cities.
Laser mapping.
Now, yeah.
During the laser mapping story... I'm Byron. I'm playing some of the Transcendental Take Byron to Another Plane music.
Do you have any sound effects?
I am there with you, my brother.
Oh. Is this laser mapping music?
This is laser mapping music. I let the mystery guest.
And I read this story, by the way.
Of course you did. It's on the Night Shift Facebook page. Go ahead, mystery guest.
Advanced laser mapping has revealed more than 60,000 ancient Mayan structures beneath the jungles of northern Guatemala. Set across dozens of hidden cities, the discoveries include houses, palaces, and a 90-foot-tall pyramid that was previously thought to be a hill. Looks like a hill, but underneath, it's a pyramid. Made possible through special laser-equipped airplanes. Airplanes that can see through dense jungle. The groundbreaking research suggests that Mayan metropolises were far larger and more complex than previously thought.
Far larger And more complex?
Complex. Not just bigger, more complex. Evidence of agriculture, irrigation, quarries, and defensive fortifications were widespread, and extensive road networks point to initially unknown levels of interconnectivity between settlements.
Fascinating.
Game-changing discoveries. The extent of the findings first reported by National Geographic may transform our understanding of how Mesoamerican civilization operated, according to one of the study's co-directors, Marcelo Canuto from Tulane University in New Orleans. We're discovering that there is more of everything and the scale is much bigger, he said in a phone interview. In any given area, there were more structures, more buildings, more canals, and more terraces than expected. By extrapolating data from the 2,100 square kilometer, that's 811 square miles site, researchers have also revised their population estimates for the region. They now believe that 10 million people lived in the Maya lowlands.
Fascinating.
An area covering the present-day Guatemala and Mexico. A number that is many times larger than indicated by previous research. The general conceit over the last 100 years has been that the tropics were a bad place to have civilizations and that the climate is not conducive to sustaining complex societies, said Canuto.
Hello, in my opinion, New York is not conducive
to sustaining complex societies. I'll go live in the north.
Hello,
of the tropics.
New York is not conducive
this place is
to sustaining complex societies. And you know, it's interesting how much in a lot of ways it's like the hubris, like, well, they couldn't have survived. The savages couldn't have survived. Go ahead.
The general conceit, right? Not conducive to complex societies. That's the climate.
Fascinating.
Said Canuto, who has worked on Mayan archaeology for more than 30 years. There has always been this assumption that Mayan society was less populated and that there wasn't any infrastructure, that they were small, independent city-states without much interaction, just, you know, a couple pyramid geniuses, that's it.
Exactly. They made pyramids, so what? But they were savages.
But we're finding that this just isn't true. The research shows that not only were there lots of people, but also lots of ways that they modified the landscape to render it more productive. Together?
Were these brown people?
The defensive structures that we're finding also suggest that there were lots of people and lots of resources, which can create lots of competition.
Byron, cough.
Button. I pushed the cough button.
No, don't push the cough button that makes you cough. Push the cough button that mutes the cough. Wrong cough button.
Okay, I apologize.
Can we fast forward?
Yes.
Make the what?
The Nesca lines, the what do you call it? The animals that you can see only from the from an airplane, basically.
Oh,
the primitive.
Yeah, and
shapes.
Someone just drove through one, or
right.
Something.
Yes, that did.
Yeah,
happen.
Yeah, I
wait,
heard
wait,
about
what,
that.
What,
that's,
wait,
that's
what,
a different
what,
region,
what,
isn't
what,
it? Is that also South America?
Don't
Central
don't
America?
Listen. Don't have a conversation with yourselves. There are people listening.
Mescalines.
Yes. What are you talking about?
Like mescaline.
What are you talking about?
The Nesca lines or Mesca lines are...
With an M?
They eat
I think
a certain
so.
Lettuce.
They're basically shapes of animals that Mescaline. You can only see from basically a balloon or an aircraft.
When you
but
say, what do you mean shapes of animals? Like
it's
ancient
like
animals?
Giant shapes, like a giant
a
line of a bird, for example.
Bird,
like that used to exist.
A panther.
Yes,
right,
and
so
they would just—they would do
okay,
an outline
okay.
of it,
gotcha.
But that you can only see
from
a floating,
floating. I got you,
from the sky.
Got you, got you. Well, of course, you know,
mm-hmm.
of course,
because
they
were pilots.
Clearly. Listen, you know,
and here we are, aerial
guiding. Nothing could have, nothing, no complex society.
We're just able to do aerial
mapping. We're just
mapping.
Able to discover the civilizations that destroy themselves before
right.
we destroy ourselves.
Yes, that's, something like
that's
that.
That's like the big revelation is just before we destroy ourselves, we realize there were civilizations more advanced than us that destroy themselves.
The aerial mapping process is carried out by attaching a LIDAR sensor to the underside of an airplane.
LIDAR.
LIDAR.
Oh, LIDAR.
That's a fascinating
form of
radar.
That's the sound that it makes when it... Yeah, exactly. It goes,
No.
That's the sound of the LIDAR.
It's like radar.
That's a LIDAR sound.
Come on, you're doing the animal thing again. What does the tiger say?
I don't know what the tiger says, but that's the LIDAR.
It's like radar that doesn't tell the truth.
It's LIDAR. It's the LIDAR is the radar for lies.
Right.
So when a lie happens, it goes lie. Isn't that right, Byron?
Byron, what's your say?
Byron knows. Byron, do you have LIDAR? Do you have LIDAR?
Sound? What does the Byron
you're
say?
Stupid mind.
You're a stupid man.
Is it being provoked by a
mystery guest
co-host?
You may continue.
The underside of an airplane, LIDAR, that's where it goes. Using the same technology found in self-driving cars.
Of a LIDAR. What does that even mean?
The underside of an airplane. I'm reading backwards.
Oh.
Thanks, just to speed
up.
That's a feat. Using the same technology found in self-driving cars, the instrument maps the landscape by emitting pulses of laser light and the time taken for them to return. So it's sort of like sending out a mirror. It's asking for something like light from a mirror, except the mirror is the surface of the earth, or beneath the surface of the earth. It's a laser that can penetrate
the surface of the earth.
Jungles.
Life.
Dense.
Is like
light.
Science fiction. We're here. We're discovering that there are civilizations more complex than we ever imagined.
And matter. The resulting data can reveal ground-level contours pointing researchers toward man-made structures beneath the canopy. For archaeologists, the method allows surveys of great detail and unprecedented size, Canuto said. This initiative is bigger than anything that has ever been done before, but it's not just big, it's also covering a wide swathe.
Really big!
Of this area.
Big.
Say big swathe. Big swathe.
What?
Big swathe. Come on, swathe. I'm saying swathe. You mirror me. Come on, swathe. Alright, sorry. For archaeologists who work in the tropics, this is entirely revolutionizing the way we do everything, he added. It's as if you were observing the sun and the stars with your naked eye. And then someone invents the telescope.
I like that.
So yes, covering a big swathe.
Covering the naked eye. Oh, swathe.
Mind-blowing swathe.
A swathe. I'm with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Potential for archaeology. LIDAR sensors.
LIDAR.
Yes, you have a problem with LIDAR.
Lie.
Can you just say swathe? It sounds better. It's more interesting. Okay.
What's a swathe now?
Swathe.
I don't know.
It's like a
I don't say words that I don't know.
A wide swathe.
I could be calling up some
S-W-A-T-H-E.
Lesser demonola.
Error.
Lie.
Swathe.
516-620-3602. The music. You're going to like the music. You want the music. Winter DGM 2018. $35 pledge. We send the CD to you free. 88 tracks. You can find out who these artists are and support them yourself. Did you have more to the story?
Yeah, there's more. I'm also wondering if anyone can look up the etymology of swathe.
Well, they can't.
Please call in and give me that.
No one's
I
calling
need
in.
It.
There's
I
no
need
call,
it.
There's no calling
S-W-A-T-H.
In.
S-W-A-T-H.
There's no calling in. There's no calling in.
Can someone Facebook you?
There's no one calling in.
Did you post this? Can someone comment?
Listen, we want them to pledge.
Please let us know what swathe means.
Finish the story.
It's a beautiful word.
And Mike,
potential for archaeology.
Finish the story.
Mike, let me
LIDAR
just...
LIDAR sensors.
Yes.
Let me just add that if you believe Punxsutawney Phil, there's going to be, 3 or 4 more weeks of winter, so they'll have more time to enjoy the DGM.
That's right. When
that's
you're home,
a good point.
When you're home, you can indulge. It's Swedish for enjoying DGM.
Indulge and enjoy.
It's swafe.
Indulge and enjoy.
Indulge.
There it is. Mr. Guest?
Yes.
Finish your story.
Okay. LIDAR sensors have previously been used.
LIDAR
sensors have previously been used by groundhogs in Pennsylvania to study other Mesoamerican settlements in Belize, as well as temple complexes in Cambodia. The technology may have archaeological potential.
That's a good name for a band. Temple Complex. I like that.
Huh. The technology may have archaeological potential in other tropical areas, such as the Amazon and Central Africa. That would be interesting. Fucking... Oh.
Mystery guest. Mystery guest.
I'm sorry. There was a typo. Yes. There was a typo. Yes. For now, the method's greatest barrier is the cost of chartering aircraft. Aircraft. Canuto said his project was only made possible through funding from the Maya Cultural and Natural Heritage, a Guatemalan nonprofit organization that brought together a consortium of archaeologists and with different areas of expertise.
Now, what's the final verdict here now?
Well,
are there more?
Let me just run through this without getting distracted. As well as making research economically viable, this type of collaboration may provide new insight into the large data sets created. Now, we're not limited to one site. We can see everyone's data, Canuto said. So instead of having 10 scholars working on 10 individual sites, we had 10 scholars working on individual questions across all the sites. That gives you a regional perspective that no one else has.
That person went to management school.
Moreover, if archaeologists collaborate with experts in other fields, such as ecology and environmental science, aerial mapping may become more cost-effective and widely used, like aerial the ancient mapping. Maya aircraft.
There we go.
The data we use shows what's on the ground, but the other 95% of the data is providing a vertical profile of the canopy, Canuto said. We as archaeologists.
Wait a minute.
We.
Did you just say they had an aircraft?
Thank you, Byron.
The Mayan aircraft?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No,
I thought I heard you say that.
No, well, they found Mayan aircraft.
They can see the landing sites.
There were Mayan aircraft. See, there were Byron. There
Thank
were
you.
Mayan aircraft. Now think about that. There were Mayan aircrafts.
Yeah.
Okay.
High
a society
elevations.
In a place.
They reached high elevations.
A place that they felt
Machu Picchu
could not sustain a complex civilization.
Well, those were Incas. The Mayans
were. But they were neighbors.
I'm talking about the Mayans. The Mayans, babe. The Mayans.
They were neighbors.
Just like Russians and Americans.
They had a trade agreement.
That's right.
They had a trade agreement.
They blew each other up. And now it's a jungle.
Well,
just like Planet of the Apes. We're the apes.
So basically,
are we talking about jets or balloons?
Well,
or
what we're talking about
the eagles, not the jets.
There's an empire previously covered by jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hidden the jungle from us
for
hit
centuries.
Yes.
The jungle hid it.
Yes.
The jungle hides the
yes.
ruins.
Yes.
How do they do in Cambodia?
By nature
yes.
itself.
In Angkor Wat.
Overgrown.
Thank you.
Nature knows.
And in Africa.
There it is. The seat of civilization.
Seats. Plural. Each handcrafted. In an era of handcrafted seats.
All right, so finish, Mr.
Yes.
Guest.
Moreover, if archaeologists collaborate...
There's some DGM here that's going
to
blow your mind.
...in other fields, such as ecology and environmental science, aerial mapping will become more cost-effective and widely used. The data we use shows what's on the ground, but the other 95% of the data is providing a vertical profile of the canopy.
You said
Canuto
this already.
Said.
You said this already.
No. We want to know what's underneath there.
I want to know what's underneath that part
when
of
you
article.
Remove the trees. But ecologists want to see biomass... and other things that archaeologists
biomass.
Don't care about.
That's a good name for a band, too.
The digital maps will later be used to carry out targeted ground research. Over the next 3 years, Canuto and his team plan to scan
biomass.
The entire Maya Biosphere Reserve, an 8,000.
The entire Maya Biosphere Reserve. Does that have like a what's the acronym there?
MBR.
Oh. How is it MBR?
Maya Biosphere Reserve.
Maya Biosphere Reserve. What R? Where's the R? Where's the S? Maya Biosphere. It should be MBR, not MBS. All right,
Reserve.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I said MBR.
Okay.
It's an 8,341, and the one counts, square mile site
yes.
in Guatemala's Petén region.
Byron.
This suggests that the Mayan civilization was much more far advanced
than
Western civilization.
Let's talk about aircraft.
Thank you.
Hello.
And ancient structures.
Look. Before our demise, we realized there was a civilization greater than ours that we previously demised. It is Planet of the Apes.
And the whole tigers thing and the birds that they can see.
You know what, Mike? With all the craziness I'm reading in the news, if I read a news article tomorrow that scientists found an alien spacecraft from thousands of years ago, I wouldn't even be surprised.
Yeah, buried beneath the White House.
Was it Han Solo's?
You're tuned to listen to Sponsored Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York, and the DGM you're about to hear that's about to blow your mind over the next 10 minutes, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Ask for Winter DGM 2018. It's only $35. We send you the CD free, 6.5 hours, 88 tracks.
That's a minimum. Is there a maximum?
There is no better deal on earth.
Is this one disc or multiple? Like
one disc.
I need a really big.
$35. Send it to you free.
A really big disc.
What is that? It's a tax refund. What is it? What is it called? A donation? You know, if you need one of those. You know,
listen, it's
a
tax
one.
Deductible. Yes, yeah, it is. It is. Your donation is tax deductible. Listen to me.
Is there a cap?
It is tax deductible.
What? I mean,
that's right.
Know,
your
I
donation
mean,
is tax deductible. You can donate.
I can get DGM and I can get it as a tax deduction.
You
know,
I have a deduction. What are you not doing? What is it you're not doing? 516-620-3602. Byron, have you made your deductions?
516-620-3602.
That's right, Byron.
Get your DGM
right now.
Deduction because I have big ass.
Okay,
so Can I put more? 35 times 2, 1.5.
Well, this is
I've lost words.
35.
You know, 212. I'm sorry. 516-620-3602. Make a pledge.
Patterns. laws in a straight logic line. Only erratics recognize errors and patterns of a perfect sign.
So, are you enjoying the DJM there, Byron? Were you listening
Absolutely.
At the beginning?
You know, I, like I said to the question you asked me, I love the way music can absolutely take me to a place of peace.
All right, well,
I can leave.
Well, Byron, I have to say now, I'm going to play something to you here. Okay. Play something to you now. Now, to me, okay, like I said, there's certain music that it's clear that with the artists who created it, they knew they'd get it played on Night Show. You've heard me play sound bites from Soylent Green. I mean, from Silent Running for years. Yeah, I've been playing it. It's an obscure science fiction film. You can actually say decades. Okay. Now, you know it so well, and I'm just going to play a little bit of it to you because you should know it well by now. Okay. Just to let me pull it up for you. Just to, we're all on the same page here.
Is that when you stop eating soy for like 2 months?
And you don't think it's time somebody had a dream again, huh?
Okay, that's...
You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to have a dream?
Now, that whole speech, the cared enough about to have a dream, is about in the plot of Silent Running.
Right.
He's in a forest. Earth cannot really sustain forest, so they've blasted this forest off into space. And he's one of the caretakers of the forest. You remember this, Byron, yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So I play these sound bites. They're obscure, and he talks about, you know, and then you hear, like, listen to this, boys. That's also from Silent Running. And
he's when playing cards with Bruce the robots.
Stern. Yeah, listen. Bruce Stern, he plays cards with the robots. Now, I'm going to play you, though, the classic part here is where he says... you know, listen to this, boys, and you hear that sound effect.
What did he just say? Play what he just said again. I want to hear it.
Dream again?
That's Bruce Stern?
To have a dream.
Wow.
You don't think that somebody cared enough to have a dream?
That is Bruce Stern. And I'm going to play this to you, okay?
Saw something. They saw something.
No, that's Christopher Walken. Calm yourself, Byron. Byron, they're not all the same. Byron.
The medication is too strong.
I know. It's too strong. Byron, it's too strong. Use the chewing gum version. The chewing gum version.
Okay. I apologize.
Now, here is, listen to this. This is the classic. I want you to listen to the sound effects here. Okay.
All right.
Hi, this is from Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia. Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
This is Tom Central. Channel open for executive order AUC 3423. Listen to this, boys.
That's I'll play it to you again. No.
Who's that?
That's just a scene in the movie.
I'm picturing it.
Hi, this is from Valley Forge.
So listen to the sound effects. Just listen.
Silent Running.
Silent Running.
Is this your Bible? What is this movie?
You're talking about it. You're talking over the sound effects. Listen to the sound effects.
Wait. Where are they?
All right. This is from Valley Forge.
Okay. Now, I want you to listen to this track. And I don't even want to tell you the name of the group. I'll tell you the name of the group, but I almost don't want to tell you the name of the group because you know how I'm always saying, oh, that's a great name for a band, da, 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 da. Yes. Okay, this is clearly what I would see as a great name.
Let's start a band.
Okay, the name of this band is Carbon-Based Life Forms. I have four tracks from them. Yes, that's right, Carbon-Based Life Forms. Great band name, obviously,
oh
Watts.
Carbon-Based
you know,
all right,
Carbon, the name of the band is Carbon-Based Life Forms, and they have a song that is takes Byron somewhere that uses Bruce Stern like sound effects.
No.
Mike Sargent, DGM.
Did you like that, DGM? Did you hear that? Yes. Did you hear they have Bruce Dern in there talking about What About the Forests? And you could hear the sound effect. You know that sound effect. Anyway, I just had to play that here. And it's on the DGM collection. If you go to, if you call, you can go to BAI, you can go to give to, the number two, give to WBAI.org, and you can look for Winter DGM 2018, or you can call 516-620-3602. It's only $35. Come on. Free. 88 tracks. Come on, how can you not go for that? Now, you want to give out, there's another way to do it.
Yes. Anybody who wants to text a donation can just type in the letters WBAI and then the number 41444.
Why don't you just try that out and see what happens? Get some money. Make some money. Show us money. Hello. That's the mystery guest is now. Medication is wearing off.
Excuse me.
She got sucked into the vortex. Yeah,
excuse me.
She's out of control. It only took 6 months, eight months.
A person can text.
Yes,
a person can
text a donation.
Tax deductible donation land.
Yes, Mike Sargent.
I have some really interesting DGM. I have so much DGM for you to play this morning, but we have some interesting stories. Because here's the thing, Byron. You know, how would we know if we were in the day end of days? How would we know? And would people even believe it? You know, would the people who are not aware of all the signs and everything that's been predicted, would they know, the uninformed, the unenlightened, the unaware, would they know?
Are these
and
the end times, Papa?
That's what I'm saying.
I always go to Union Square to just get the truth about the matter.
We don't pay attention to the mystery guest at this point. We have to wait until she rides it out until the next injection. Byron?
Yes, Mike.
What, you tell me. What would happen? If this were the end of days, how would we know? How would we know for sure?
For those that are in the know.
Yes.
That are scripture.
But people would doubt them. People would doubt them. They would be the doubters.
Well,
I doubt you, Byron.
Here's the thing that you should reinforce the doubting Thomases and not Thomasinos. What you have to relate to is that in written spiritual journals, and I'm not pinpointing any specific religion. There is a...
The commonality of all... The commonality of all religions is the end of time, end of man. Yes.
The one thing that is certain...
That is certain, that we will destroy ourselves. Is that what you're saying?
They all refer to cataclysmic happenings that are not of the norm. And each time that happens, it impacts more than... 100,000 people, like the tsunami that hit. It was not a herd phenomena, but it snuck up on them and instantly wiped out 100,000 people. And there are elements which in each of those spiritual writings implicates this is what's going to happen, as in prophecy. Now, it's kind of hard to separate the mythology from what's really going on, because yes, we have a lot of people who are denying climate change. But significant to all that's going on currently is an element that must say, pay attention to something, okay? And at that point, you begin to add up the number of times and the frequencies that is happening, and then it starts to converge into a commonality, the story that was told thousands of years ago that this
a singularity.
Are you, like, having quantum circular
thoughts? And then you begin to get people who even the most skeptic of skeptics will start to say, well, what's going on?
You mean like the Trump voters who go like, oh, wait, we shouldn't have voted for him.
Right, because science cannot confirm it for them. And it's out of a realm of the unbelievable.
No.
And so, but it's,
is there anything written, Byron, about the obliteration of reality? You know, because I have to say, the one thing that I am impressed with in terms of, it's not that it's genius, but it is genius, because I think in a lot of ways, simplicity. Listen to this. I heard that sound effect. You heard that sound effect?
That
sound effect was right at, that's that sound effect. Come on, you know the sound effect. You heard me play it for years. Anyway, I think it's kind of interesting. We live in this time now, Byron, where, you know, reality has been obliterated. You know, people now have, and again, and maybe in some ways religion has worked this way. It's a belief system that once you subscribe to it, it allows you to filter the world completely. So if you subscribe to the idea of, let's say, fake news, and if you subscribe to the idea that anything that doesn't agree with your viewpoint is fake news, now you're done. It's done. You don't have to ever open your mind to anything else. You are now, if it doesn't agree with what you already believe, it's fake news.
Did you hear what Neil deGrasse Tyson said recently at a science convention at the West Coast?
No, what'd he say?
He was giving a talk on science and religion.
Yeah.
And he was talking about thinking about how he was going to approach the topic. And then he basically said that religion is what smart men use to explain the unexplainable.
Yes. Okay. Then, I'm with you. I'm interested.
And then he says, he talks about the percentages of scientists that believe in some sort of religion. And he said that the percentage is about 30%. And then he says, why can't that number be zero? Meaning, all scientists should only see what they can explain.
Well, you see, here's the other question, though. But okay, you know, religion.
Right.
What's your definition of religion now? Byron is a religious man.
Right.
Now, is it anything separate from spirituality? If this, here's the deal. There's thousands of religions out there, hundreds, yeah, dozens at least. Okay, and if you find one that makes sense to you, that you see the proof of that in your life, why couldn't you subscribe to that? And here's the other thing. Okay, if the universe is, you know, universal, then that means it's got to be, it's got to coexist. Universes coexist. You know, we talk about other dimensions. Other dimensions of reality, whether it's a perception or the living of it, have to coexist. So, you know, I'm just saying. Byron could be a prophet or a crackpot. But either way,
I'm a crack prophet.
Either way, he's still Byron.
All right. Crack prophet.
Here, first of all, Byron, this is Byron's theme right here. Stop. And Garen, cough button.
I know.
516-620-3602. First of all, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Please.
$35.
$35 pledge. Come on, that's not that much. Lazy. Come on, that's I feel like we're begging. Shouldn't we have to beg to get for you? Come on, you love this music. This is Byron's theme right here.
It's WBAI. Text WBAI.
Text
the
letters WBAI.
41444.
Text that. See what happens. It'll say, do you love Night Shift? You text back, yes. 516-620-3602. $35 pledge. Winter DGM 2018.
Homeless men are being gunned down on the streets of Los Angeles.
What?
Homeless men are being gunned down on the streets of Los Angeles.
Okay, talk to me. If this is not Life is Like Science Fiction, I do not know what is. Barney, are you listening to this?
In a video you can click on.
I know the story.
This is like a B-movie from the 80s.
Yes.
In a video that you can see on CNN, James Edgar Lewis is sleeping under a Las Vegas freeway when a dark-colored SUV passes by. Seconds later, a man wearing a dark top emerges from the vehicle and shoots Lewis twice in the head before fleeing. There is no struggle, no fight. Lewis never even appears to wake up. It's basically an execution, says Lieutenant Dan McGrath of Los Angeles Metropolitan Police. Lewis' death on Friday has Los Angeles police looking for clues that may link the fatal attack to the shooting of another homeless man 10 minutes away and 4 days earlier. On January 29th, Brian Clegg was shot and killed, also while sleeping, in front of a business on a busy street. There is a possibility that these two incidences are related, said LVMPD spokesman Laura Meltzer. A homeless person was sleeping when the person shot them. Police released a video showing Lewis' cold-blooded killing on their Facebook page, urging anyone with information to come forward. The video is very graphic and comes with a warning. Meanwhile, Meltzer says police are canvassing the area surrounding the shootings and asking residents to check their home surveillance cameras for footage of a dark-colored SUV or a male in a dark hoodie, which was what the suspect was wearing when he shot Clegg. A patrol sector and investigative detail are attempting to solve these crimes with an increased presence in areas where we have large numbers of homeless people, Meltzer said. And one more sentence. We never quite know where this piece of information is going to come from that can solve these cases.
Now, Byron. Okay, here's my question to you, okay? Okay, and I ask you because I know who you are. Okay, you know...
That's wild.
Do human beings really have the wisdom at whatever stage of development they are? Human beings have the wisdom to carry around the easy mechanism of taking the life of another. Okay, do we possess the wisdom as a species to be able to wield that power on the individual level, the gun level? And I'm going to ask you, and you can answer this secondarily, on the nuclear level, on the nuclear arms race, the whole idea that you know, this, that, the Korea, whatever, you know, okay, should we have this power just because it exists? Should we have developed it? Do we have the wisdom to wield this kind of power? That's one. That's two. Third question is, Byron, what is it going to take? You know, in the month of January, it's ridiculous, well over a dozen shootings. It's only going to continue. We know how human beings are. Human beings are inspired by other human beings. It's just the way human beings work. Every time you hear about a shooting, it inspires another shooting. Every time you hear about some crazy thing, it inspires somebody else. So let's just say the whole idea of working out whatever you're working out, because you hold in your hand the ability to take a life quickly, easily, walk away, all right? Like it's like puffing a cigarette, okay? And you've got that ability, and you have issues. And this is not a society that's really built to help people be healthy. People, everybody should be healthy. That's not the society we have. So you can walk around and now take the life of people who are defenseless, who are powerless, okay? We've seen many, 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 many aspects of, however you want to look at it, whether it's male, whether it's human, whether it's, you know, primarily one race or the other, with the Me Too movement, we see what, when human beings have power, how they abuse it. We see that. We see that in every aspect of history. So the third and final question is, what is it going to take for us to change things in this country, and will it ever happen? So going one, do we, just to recap here, Byron, one, do we possess the wisdom to wield that kind of power on an individual level? Guns, should it ever, could we, do you think we will be at that point? Two, what about the nuclear level? Is it the same? Is it insane for us to even have these kind of things? Should we have shot all this stuff in the space? And then three, you know, what I just said. So
we still have a doomsday clock.
Yeah, I know. I have that story. Go ahead, Byron.
And that clock was reset to 2 minutes before midnight.
Yes, it was. I have that story for tonight. I have that story for this. Life is like science fiction. So talk to me, Byron. Give me your philosophical views on all these things.
I don't want to live in a comic book.
First of all, let me say, before Byron gives us this information, which is amazing, but we have Byron Saunders here who can tell us all the everything. Let me tell you, Byron knows everything. He knows all, tells all. And but You can call 516-620-3602. And here's what I'm going to do. I want this piece of music here. I'm going to play it to you. And I'm going to let you feel this music and the mood of this music. And then I'm going to let Byron talk. So, Byron, stay there. Stay with the music. Because I want people to listen and call 516-620-3602. DGM.
Feeling better. Being in my bubble. See if I stay in my bubble.
This is how Chris does the show. Just so you know. Now you're Chris. You're like Chris. Chris sits at home and does the show. And then when we're done with the show, he can hang up and go to sleep.
Does he plug in the virtual reality?
He doesn't have to. Yeah. He is virtual reality.
It is virtual reality. All right.
Chris Taylor's the lawnmower man.
He is the lawnmower man. Byron, some of this new GM is so good, I have to tell you. I myself, you know, I listen back to what I've done, what I've culled, and then I can get pulled in myself.
Mike, Justice Selections you played tonight are unbelievable. I want to re-listen to every track. This is all part of the DGM?
This is all the DGM. 516-620-3602. I'm going to tell you, you know, music...
And if you think dialing is lazy, you can type in You can text WBAI to the number 41444.
That's right. Just make a pledge. Just pledge. You can $5, $10, $15, doesn't matter anything you want. But $35, if you want to get 88 tracks, over 6.5, almost 7 hours of music, I suggest that you make a call or go to give to the number 2, WBAI.org, or make a call, 516-620-3602. I don't think you'll regret it. I'm going to play. I'm still on the same first CD from the, like the three volumes here. I haven't even gotten to volume. I brought it, to play it in regular CD. It takes up 4 CDs.
Right.
Okay. For volume 1.
Oh my God! Wait, volume 1 is 4 CDs.
Volume 1 is 4 CDs, but I put it all in one MP3 CD, so you get everything.
Wow.
But yes. So it's a really technically it's the equivalent of 8 CDs worth of music. For a $35 pledge, we send it to you free. Just so that you can discover who these artists are and support
them yourself. You can literally spend an entire work day listening to
easily, easily. And by the time you've listened to 6.5, almost 7 hours, you're ready to start again. You're right. Like, I want to hear that track again. Listen to this track, Byron. Byron, are you there?
I am still here.
Are you still here, Byron?
I am here.
Byron, are you there?
Yes, speak to me.
I like the fact that you could go into your Dr. Morbius voice.
Right.
Yes, I am here, the crow. This is such a great track. This suggests that it's not cold outside.
What?
I got carried into the groove.
Wait.
But I did. I got carried away into the groove.
I didn't see a groove.
There's a groove. All right, this is a different kind of groove here. Now, all right. Well, you know, for me, that was a groove. I was there. That was the Byron Grunt groove. Byron got taken to his Byron Island where he makes his bubble chili.
Mike, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
In the 90s, did you think we were going to live in a time only a couple of decades later where you could own your own virtual reality headset?
Well, you know, the virtual reality set that the tech I could envision us having.
Okay.
Like, the tech I could envision us having. A TV under your head?
But there's certain things that I have to say, you know, I'm surprised have gone down. You know, the tech, yeah, because I'm a tech person.
Right.
And same. I follow a lot of trends and, you know, yeah, okay. You know, the stuff that I dismiss, so I don't have a view. I just like, all right, you know, because I was never a video game guy.
Right.
So, but I can see that it's an industry.
But they're really trying to sell it to the non.
Well, but here's the thing about video games. Understand something about video games. Video games were a movie. Let's say the biggest movie, whatever the, Avatar 2 comes out.
Right.
It's going to make $2 billion. It'll probably take and do it really fast. It might take 6 weeks. Make $2 billion worldwide.
Absolutely.
You know,
so
it
if you
six
have
weeks.
A movie with a video game,
wait,
you're going to
finish. Let me finish. But if you have a video game, you could make that $1 billion that first 24
hours. But what if you
hours.
Also have a movie?
Oh yeah, it's crack for the masses.
Well, that's my point is the distribution setup for the consumption.
Yeah.
Of that IP. Is on another level for movies. So, it quiet as it's kept. Yeah, movies are great, but you want to make really big money really fast. I mean, movies have tried to catch up by shortening the quarter. Right. You know, you release it on Blu-ray. 3 months, within 3 months, it's out for 3 months, and it's on Blu-ray, then it's online, and sometimes the same time.
The video games are ridiculous in terms of making money.
Yes. Mr. Guest is beginning to come back to coherence.
Well, yeah, can I see your movie in VR? Can I play it?
Netflix already has a VR app.
Listen, VR has been around for a minute.
It's just Netflix VR. So if you own one of those headsets, you can download an app that will let you just touch the screen in your head and watch the movies that way. And you can even set it up to look like a virtual movie theater when you're looking at a screen.
We got to bury
what kind of screen? Like a fake movie theater screen from your perspective.
Like what?
Like you're watching. Let's say you're in a video game and you're seeing a simulation of a movie theater.
Hold on. You say that so casually, though. Let's say you're in a video game. Byron, do you hear how casually he said that? Byron? Like, tell me that's not life is like science fiction in itself.
Tron.
Well, you know, listen, let's go back to the movie Brainstorm.
Right.
Where the notion of being able to report tap into death. One's sensory path, you know, and interject it with electrons that would change
all the interjected with electrons.
The movie was very, very predicting.
Electron
and gave us an insight that look at where we are. We actually have it.
That's when a robot interrupts you.
I showed my 8.5-year-old daughter the movie Brainstorm.
Wait,
that's interesting. That
and her mind was blown.
Of course it was.
Did
she was like
brainstorm.
She had a brainstorm.
Did she enjoy the movie?
Does she have a theory on the Natalie Wood?
I think she was too busy trying to process.
Can I just tell you,
watching.
Like, you got to wait a certain point because just so you know, you wait a certain point. Certain movies. Listen, you don't drop Brainstorm on an 8-year-old. Okay.
I can't believe Warren Beatty's a suspect, like, out of nowhere.
Warren Beatty is a suspect in what? Like, somebody told me the real deal.
Movie.
I can't say it here or there, but remind me. I'll tell you.
All right.
Remind you
of what? I know the deal. I know what happened on the boat.
Which boat?
The boat.
The Natalie Wood boat.
Natalie Wood boat. Natalie Wood
boat.
Natalie
Wood boat.
Yes.
And Christopher Walken was there.
Listen to me. They're going to sell a movie. There's
Chris
a movie
Walken was
in
there.
The dark.
I want to see who plays Christopher Walken
was
in the movie.
Was there a moon?
I think they should just do CG Chris Walken.
You
just have him do
it. You tune to listen to Sponsored Radio. WBAI.
Night Shift.
516-620-3602.
Night Shift.
Winter DGM 2018. $35 pledge.
Wait,
how can you not want this?
DGM.
You can text WBAI to the number 41444.
It was heavy on me.
Pledge.
To bury our friends, it was heavy on me.
Silvers.
Mike Sargent.
Are you enjoying this DJ up here, Barbara?
Absolutely.
You are?
You know that I am, yes. Very good choices and selections.
And you're enjoying it. You feel something. You feel something.
Camels. Yeah. You know, you put me in that reflective state of mind so I can answer those questions. That
yes, I did. I did. I tried to put you. The mystery guest is speaking to her ship.
I had an image of Byron dancing.
Yeah, Byron does dance. He does dance to the...
I've seen Byron dance.
You've seen Byron dance.
And
yes.
And then I get sucked in.
And live to tell about it.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's like watching Byron dance is like riding the whirlwind.
There you go.
It was a kind of world we made.
Exactly. Riding the whirlwind of Byron dancing.
All right, so check this out. Camels banned from beauty contest after being injected with Botox. That's right. There's a camel beauty contest. And
first
some
of,
camels...
First of all, let's just chew on the fact that there is a camel beauty contest.
Yeah, I don't even know what to
say. Now, Byron, any thoughts on the camel beauty contest? Like, camel beauty contest.
Well, yes. My thoughts are these, is that the camel lips were already big. Why did they want to
Byron, you're making all kinds of assumptions. All right, so now Botox
camel lips.
Botox scandal
is
camel beauty contest. All
right,
so please, I couldn't even make the onion. The onion couldn't make
unwrinkled
that.
Unwrinkled camel.
Okay. Botox scandal at camel beauty contest.
The camel beauty contest.
They kept. Go ahead, mystery guest.
Camels banned from beauty contest after being injected with Botox. They're talking about animals here, not like someone's labia showing through jeans. Competitors are judged on the size of their lips, cheeks, heads, and knees. This is Camel Land.
Camels judged on the size of their
lips.
Camel
beauty contest.
Video.
A camel beauty contest. This is an auction in Saudi Arabia.
Yikes.
Has been rocked by scandal after 12 ships of the desert. 12 ships of the desert, mind you, were disqualified because their owners had used
12 ships of the desert.
Botox.
I think I'll call my company.
12 ships,
ships of the desert.
What is that in camel
that
language?
That means like you
prize
totally brought it to the romantic
for the
view
Miss Camel
of
contest
culture. I'm
runs
sorry.
Into millions of pounds. That's a preferred currency, making the temptation to cheat irresistible for some. The competition is part of a month-long festival celebrating the camel held in Rumah, some 160 kilometers east of Riyadh. It aims to reflect aspects of Saudi heritage and includes a petting zoo featuring the world's tallest and shortest camels, just in case you were wondering. A museum with life-size sand sculptures of camels and tents for tasting camel's milk. If you want to know,
tasting camel's milk. Yeah,
I've been curious.
And
what
get,
does it taste like?
You get a
like?
Button.
I know. Is it similar to yak, or does it taste like? Is it 10 times higher in protein?
Does it taste like moof milk?
Competitors in the beauty contest are rated on, amongst other things, the size of their lips and cheeks, which is where the illicit use of Botox comes in. All right, check out your camel. Look at your camel.
Of a camel's lips.
Are your camel's lips and your camel's cheeks kind of inflated? Unnatural.
The size.
Although the reward.
Your camel has.
Of a camel's lips.
Yes. If your camel has uncontrollable slobber drilling from its lips.
No, you have to keep them closed. Keep them closed. Just use Botox. It's easy.
Because he's got Botox. He's infected.
It's called Easy Pass.
Camels create an effort.
Just Botox it.
The camels need chapstick in the desert.
That's all you gotta do. Just Botox your camel's
lips. Keep their lips dry from being
dry. Keep cheeks up. That's all you have to do. Competitors in the beauty contest. are rated. So it's a contest. It's a contest. Camel Chapstick. Although the rewards of winning are great, a truly beautiful camel does not come cheap. Hello, that's why I said this was an auction. It's not just a beauty contest. It's an auction.
Wait, so we're...
Hello.
Does this start with, like,
call me all camels. Are you a beauty camel? Do you have lips of beauty and cheeks to match? Come to the Camel Beauty Contest.
Lips.
Do you have natural camel beauty?
Exactly.
Come to the Camel Beauty Contest.
Camel beauty.
And you will be...
just look like one.
Appreciated.
My first ska band is called Camel Beauty.
Camel Beauty. That's a good
only
name for a band.
Only people who have the financial ability can compete
camel
on
beauty.
The rare and beautiful camels.
Live.
Said head judge.
I'm putting that down.
Malzan Al Mahdi.
Best band name.
Only people who have the financial ability to compete on the rare and beautiful
camel beauty. Live
at Madison Square Garden on the 25th, Camel Beauty.
I'm opening for Camel Beauty.
There's like a little, only the people who have the financial ability can compete on the rare and beautiful camels. That's a sentence.
Is that a sentence?
Yeah. But it includes like a little bit of an extra the. Only people who have the financial ability can compete on the rare and beautiful. No, it's perfect. It's perfect. They pay prices up to 7 million rials. That's 1.3 million pounds.
Rials, is that like...
rials, Saudi rials. That 7 million equals roughly 1.3 million pounds, which is twice as much as the dollar still. Has anyone checked?
What is that in kwacha?
Someone should check. Yeah.
The British pound is kind of weak, although the dollar's a little weak too. So
30,
it's usually about 60 to 70 cents a dollar. Sorry, 60 to 70 pence a dollar.
Anyway, I do not want to exaggerate, but it depends on how rare the camel is.
That's such a great guy.
The rarer the camel, the more the competing bidders are. The rarer the camel is, the more
somewhere
the competing bidders.
What
are
makes a camel rare?
The higher the price becomes. But it depends on how rare the camel is.
Camel.
The rarer the camel is, the more the competing bidders are.
I need to have a rare
the
camel.
The higher the price becomes. I would like to translate.
Check it out on the weekends.
If you got a rare camel,
you're
too close
to sponsored radio. WBAI.
So what's the
99.5 FM?
The angle. What's the draw? What's
I want to take my camel to the movies.
WBAI.
You have a nice camel. You have a beautiful rare camel. Just take your camel to the movies already.
If you make a pledge, 516-620-3602. The music that's taking you somewhere. Into the desert.
You can also text.
When you call 516-620-3602, all you do is you say, I'd like the DGM Winter 2018. That's DGM Winter 2018. 88 tracks over 6.5 hours. We send it to you for free. Just for supporting WBAI. Now here's the other thing. If we can get 10 WBAI buddies,
oh my god!
You don't want the music. You don't want the music. All right, fine. You don't care.
Do you
okay,
want,
you don't
like,
want the music. I don't care. Go and become a BAI buddy in the name of Night Shift right now. I need to do 10. That's what, I need to do 10 to justify myself being on the air. Hopefully,
here's the thing.
You've been enjoying this
with 88 tracks, and this is the music.
This is the music, but
this
I'm just saying, this is WBA. It
DGM.
Is, but if people don't want that, let's say they don't want that. What if say they don't want it? If they don't want, listen to me. If they don't want it, just become a BAI buddy.
Mike, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
With the times we're living in, can we afford to not have WBAI?
No. First of all, we cannot afford to not have WBAI.
Could we have afforded
and you cannot
it last
afford
week?
To not have, let's just say this, the beauty of information. Is that you are better because because of it. And the beauty of art, music, any of it, movies, it's your life is better. Now you have an experience that you can carry around and revisit. And if that experience is music, if it's listening to WBAI, what you learned, something that changed your life, that increased or opened your perspective. That's why you make a pledge. 516-620-3602. And DGM is the kind of music that encourages you to open, change, become. 516-620-3602. DGM Winter 2018. That's all you have to say. There are people who, live people right now, who will take your call, who will interact with you.
Absolutely.
You're with it. What are you listening, Arnie? What are you at home? What's your system? What's your setup, Byron?
He's in the bubble.
Oh, I'm just.
He's listening to his bubble stereo. You got
the bubble. Yes, in the bubble sphere.
In the bubble sphere. Is it 8-track, 6-track?
Is Byron listening to a boombox?
I actually, it's a bio technique that I'm
bio
working with.
Technique. Yeah, of course it is.
What?
Listen. He's working with the biotechnique. Don't
have a radio?
Don't dispute
him.
Do
you have like a dial?
He's working with the biotechnique.
All right, that's good.
He doesn't have a radio as a speaker like in The Prisoner.
Yeah, it looks like an egg.
Are you listening online, Byron?
No, he's listening on the egg speaker.
Did you call in on Skype?
No, he's calling in on a regular ass. I mean, I'm sorry. He's calling on
a regular.
You
can say ass. You just can't
can
say.
Can I say ass?
Can you say arse? Yes.
Regular ass phone. With Byron Saunders.
Can't say ass phone.
All right. Smartphone, of course. It's a smartphone.
Be smart. Can't say ass phone. Be smart.
Be smart.
Call it a smartphone.
Not an ass, though.
One cannot enter into the bubble sphere without smartness.
All right, you ready for something here, Byron? I'm going to play something to you. Are you ready?
Bring it. Bring it on.
You ready for some DGM? All right, but I do have a story. This is a really fascinating story that the mystery guest is going to read to you.
Is it quick? Okay.
Oh, actually, no. Isn't it? Mike from Jersey's turn.
Mike from Jersey's
is it?
Turn.
Okay.
It's Mike. It's your turn, Mike from Jersey.
I'm
going to send this to you.
I'll give it the old college try.
I'll give this to you. But in the meantime, I'm going to play this to you.
As Governor Chris Christie said on his wedding night, I couldn't possibly do it by myself.
Where'd you come up with that?
No idea. We'll be right back.
you during that burn?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wild now.
What's that?
You were the story is wild.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's DGM.
It's DGM. Okay. Now, Mike from Jersey has a story that is wild.
Human user lets you hire someone to do your dirty work while wearing your face.
Okay. Byron, you with that?
Wouldn't you love to lead a full, rich social life without the hassle of getting out of bed in the morning? Soon, you may be able to do so, thanks to a new prototype of product called the Chameleon Mask, which debuted earlier this week.
Wait. The Chameleon Mask.
The Chameleon Mask.
Thinking about that for a second, Byron?
Yes.
The Chameleon Mask. This is reality, Byron. This is not something from some movie. It's like, oh, you like the concept in the movie, The Chameleon Mask? This is reality. Go ahead.
The Chameleon Mask debuted earlier this week at MIT Technologies Review MTech Conference in Singapore, New York Magazine reported. Touted by creator Jun Rekimoto, deputy director of Sony Computer Science Laboratories Incorporated. So this is part of the R&D of Sony. As a human Uber, the service would essentially allow customers to hire a living, breathing human to walk through the world in his or her stead.
Now Bruce Willis made this movie.
To do this, Rekimoto wrote on his website, a surrogate user wears a mask-shaped display that shows a remote user's live face, and a voice channel transmits a remote user's voice. While the remote user looks through a video-enabled tablet attached to the front of the surrogate's mask, the surrogate sees the same view through the concealed mobile phone inside the mask. The surrogate screen also displays any text instructions that the remote user might type in from home. Simply put, it's like Skype, but with a paid stranger wearing your face over his face.
Wait, how much does that cost?
A million billion.
Okay, how... Is it too expensive
for me? That's the temperature
me?
Of the sun.
All right, like, here's my situation. All right, I have, like, $25 in the bank, okay? Can I afford to have someone...
What basis?
Byron, any thoughts on the wear chameleon mask? The chameleon mask, Byron.
It sounds cool.
I'll wear your face for a nice percentage.
Well,
what percentage?
Someone will do your dirty work while wearing
the gross or the
your
or,
digital
I mean,
face.
What are the pluses?
For the
Byron, a man with your digital face committed a murder, and he said to us that you told him to do it.
So you could conceivably commit a murder with a chameleon mask.
It is.
It has to fit first, right? Is that right, Mike?
Byron.
No, you can literally rent a person. So that means you can rent somebody to basically commit a murder for you.
Well, they can do whatever you want. You can have them go moon your old boss.
How many more donations
Byron, human Uber. Human
before
Uber.
You can afford a fact
check? An idea gone too far.
Wait, what?
516-620-3602. Make a pledge right now, please.
Wait. So
if you're enjoying the music,
you have to pick up.
If you're enjoying the station,
pick up a telephone. That's
if you're enjoying the information.
Enjoy the information.
If you're enjoying the perspective.
So wait, then you have to pick up the phone.
It's Byron's theme here.
Pick up the phone, Byron.
Yeah.
But you don't have to make a call. You could also text WBAI to the number 41444.
Can you do that?
You heard
like,
that?
Online?
41444. Text the letters WBAI.
Well, you landline?
Payphone?
Payphone? Wait, it just
text. You can text on anything.
516-620-3602. $35 pledge, and you can get all the music over 88 tracks, not over 8, but over 6.5 hours.
6.5 hours?
6.5 hours.
So they also get the album art by Mike Sargent.
The what? The album art, that's right.
Yeah,
the album art's there too,
the
that's
album
right.
Art that you
it's
designed.
Amazing, it's amazing.
Hello,
I'll show
Michael.
It to you. I'll show it to you. I'm going to play this track to you. I'm going to play this track to you while I look it up online. It's on the Facebook page if you go to NITESHIFT.
You know, Mike, you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to do a day's work.
Are you going to wake up tomorrow?
I'm going to wake up. I hope so.
Wait, how long is it going to take you?
It's going to take him a long
time. I'm going to do a day's work listening to DGM.
Half a day.
And then I'm going to come home.
DGM helps speed up.
And then I'm going to listen to DGM all over again.
If I listen to this while I'm sleeping, how much smarter will I become?
And then before I go to bed, I'm going to listen to DGM in my sleep.
So this is 6.5 hours, 88 tracks. What's the minute percentage on average?
Oh, check this out. Check this track out here, right here.
This one?
Check this crack out. Tell me this is not you figuring out how you're going to destroy someone.
This is from?
That's exactly what it is.
There is another part of this short little part of the story that's, I think, as if not more mind blowing.
Well, talk to me.
All right. So, simply put, it's Skype, but with a paid stranger wearing your face over his face. But similar telepresence devices have existed.
Telepresence? Hold on. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Hold on now.
What are we talking about?
You just used the word fart. Hold on now. Hold on now. Hold on. Foghorn Leghorn, Byron. Telepresence, Byron. Talk to me.
Telepresence.
Similar telepresence devices
have existed.
This has
nothing to do with Santa.
Wait, all right. So the second half of the sentence is more mind-blowing than the first part. Similar telepresence devices have existed for more than a decade.
Telepresence, Byron.
Is it VR? What is it?
It's telepresence.
It's telepresence.
It's VR. It's telepresence, you ignorant fool.
It's better.
What? What did you call me? definition, please.
Primarily in the form of a roving robot that can be controlled by remote users. Yes. Such as robot...
Yes, we need this technology!
Such as robo-surrogates.
Robo-surrogates, yes! That was the name of the Bruce Willis film! Surrogates!
Surrogates!
That was the one of the whole
robo-surrogates!
Surrogates. What was it called?
Yeah, it was called
surrogates.
No hyphen.
Robo-surrogates
with Bruce Willis.
Have been used to attend meetings, conduct surgery, and even help...
Conduct surgery! Stop.
What?
Stop right there!
There's an app. It's not, you know, they're using an app.
Stop right there.
It's not as artistic as it sounds. They're using an app.
Conduct surgery.
Conduct surgeries. Wait a minute,
Byron.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Conduct surgeries? Do you want to conduct surgery by robo... What is it? Telepresence?
Telepresence. Roving robots.
Look, you can get pay $4,000 for the real guy, or you can get $400 for the telepresence doctor. You can do it in between golf swings in Florida.
Of course. But the AI works for chips as well.
Yes, chips.
The robot surrogates
have been used to attend meetings, conduct surgery, and even help active duty military members meet their newborn children from far
what?
Away.
What?
Wait, so it's a GoPro.
Wait.
So you're going to be halfway around the world, and your robo surrogate will be there in your place
your
looking at your newborn baby.
Will be
it's
there.
A GoPro, and it's hanging
your
from a helium balloon.
Robo surrogate will be there.
You know that
you
ribbon?
Can't.
It curls up nice with a scissor. Your GoPro is hanging
under
from
enemy
that,
attack
on a helium
in Iran.
In the
no hospital. Problem. Your robo surrogate can be there.
So is the tagline, I'll be there?
Wow.
The
Byron,
tagline
any
is...
thoughts there? Are we living a life of science fiction or is it me?
Well, that's the concept of the 3D printer, isn't it?
Yeah, so what's the model
so 3D
of the
printing
best
of people.
3D printer?
Yeah, no, it's,
is.
I mean, it's
virtual,
all there, right.
God,
well, listen, Man Facing Southeast predicted this a long time ago. Go ahead.
The
exactly.
Chameleon Mask, however, is the first device to ditch the droids in favor of a good old-fashioned Homo sapien laborer, according to Rekimoto. A Homo
sapien
laborer.
That's a good name for the
oh
man.
My God.
Right there. That's like, they opened for Camel Beauty.
No. Camel Beauty, MD.
This device is based on our hypothesis, assuming physical and social telepresence can be embodied by such a surrogate human who imitates the remote user, Rekimoto wrote.
Imitates, so they got to hire actors. This is good for actors.
It also eliminates many difficulties of teleoperating robots wandering in the environment.
Yes, there are teleoperating robots wandering in my environment all the time.
Our pilot study confirmed that people could regard the masked person as the remote operating person.
I could
remote
regard
operating
your telepresence
the
as
Rop.
You.
Are you the Rop?
In one pilot
are you
test.
Tonight's Rop?
That's right. Like, my girlfriend can't make it to the concert,
yeah,
so I'll bring
hey,
her telepresence
so
robo self.
It.
Like
Rekimoto.
A girl with
not
a monitor strapped to her head.
Rekimoto and his colleagues
with
sent
my
a chameleon mask
face on it.
Wearing surrogate to a government office to obtain a document on a remote user's behalf. It's unclear from the footage whether the document's fetching mission was a success, but the mildly confusing office clerk readily addressed the face he saw on
the
screen.
The mildly confusing or confused?
Rather than the surrogate.
The confusing or confused?
Confused.
Okay.
Chameleon Mask does not have an official launch date as of yet. Until it does, you'll just have to continue canceling all your social obligations
wait.
A normal person.
Wait.
Just
does that include my
continue.
Social media accounts? I can't do that.
You just have to continue canceling all your social media accounts.
Or you can keep using
no.
telepresence.
Obligations.
I don't understand. What are you being punished for there? What happens if what
my
happens?
Obligations.
What happens if what happens?
What now? You can use telepresence?
I don't want to give up my...
Oh, wait. Is that... What, you, why are they punishing you? Why do you have to shut
I
off
don't
your
I don't
want
to give up my...
You'll just have to continue canceling all your social
media.
Obligations.
Back up. Why would you have to do that?
Because you're so upset that Chameleon Mask is not on the market yet that you
just,
in anger, quit all your social media.
That what,
yeah,
how is that an expression
off.
Of anything? Okay.
Just step
right.
off the lily pad.
I understand. You know, I have to say, just because we mentioned social media,
swim.
It's such an interesting for me. Swim. The life is like science fiction. Part of social media is what it has done to the human population in advanced countries and third world countries. Just the whole notion of self importance and how much of a part of human. Existence it is. People are not just doing the banal, but they're doing the crazy. People are eating Tide Pods to get hits.
Right.
It's like, I'll eat some poison to get attention. And that's an interesting phenomenon.
What about the town in China?
From where I'm sitting,
there was a town in China that were eating cardboard wontons.
You hear about this?
No, a town in China.
So like, there was this little they ran out of their animals.
Wait, so you can't throw a phrase like that out.
So this
there.
Little Chinese town.
How do you run out of an animal?
They ran out. They ate them all, and they
wait.
They had
stop.
To, yes.
They ran out of animals.
So anyway, you gotta Google this. So basically, they ate all their animals. So they started making dumplings out of cardboard that they flavored. They flavored with soy sauce and
flavored cardboard
and seasoning and
cardboard
dumplings.
Cardboard
dumplings.
Soylent
Green. Byron, you hear this? You with
dumplings.
This? Cardboard dumpling. Byron, is this better than your bubble chili?
Google it, man.
Well, you may recall years ago, K rations that the Army put out were basically freeze-dried food elements just hydrated by pouring water on them, and you could puff them up to be real again. So, concept is not a new
dried food element.
I want to have that muffin thing that Rey's eating in Force Awakens.
I've had the freeze-dried pork chops.
You've had the freeze-dried food elements? You've had freeze-dried pork chops?
Water on them.
Is there no bone?
No, it's no bone.
No bone. It's boneless pork chops.
You put them in a little bowl.
Where's the chop if there's no... Where's the chop if there's no bone?
And then they puff up, and then you fry them.
You puff up, and then you fry them. Is that real? Is that real, Byron, or is this something you imagined?
No, this is
for
real.
Were you adopting?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just for
part of was adoptive.
For whatever,
you know what?
For whatever reason, I'm picturing what's his name? What? Charles Durning saying, "Fry him."
Wait, Bruce? Bruce?
Random thought.
Charles.
No,
Durning, not Durning.
Yes.
Not Charles Durning. Charles. Oh. Charles Durning.
Different subject.
Byron, you ready for a piece of music? This is a piece of music. Did I play this already tonight?
No.
Well, I thought I did. This is lets you know that life is like science fiction, but I played this already?
No, I
don't think so. Tell me if you feel something here.
What? You got something to say to me?
Night shift.
What?
Tell me everything.
Night shift.
What?
How's it?
What?
Night shift.
What?
Well, I'm on my way.
Byron, were you with that?
I like that. It reminded me of something like Arthur Price last night.
Yes, Arthur Price. Yes, it did. You know, just so you know, Mike from Jersey goes, "Hey, that's a Byron cut."
Yes, it is.
I did say
that. Yes, he thought that was.
You got that right, Byron.
And you were dancing, weren't you, Byron?
Oh, I was very much so. You know,
were very much so dancing.
I was having a lap dance in the bubble sphere.
Oh my goodness.
So, Mystery Guest, you have an interesting story for us.
Well, I don't want to tell stories, but I just want to tell you the truth. Your phone is like a spy in your pocket. Consider everything your smartphone has done for you today. Counted your steps, deposited a check, transcribed notes, navigated you somewhere new. Smartphones make for such versatile pocket assistants. Assistants because they're equipped with a suite of sensors, including some we may never think or even know about. Sensing, for example, light, humidity, pressure, and temperature. Because smartphones have become essential. Companions. Those sensors probably stay close by throughout your day. The car cup holder, your desk, the dinner table, and nightstand. If you're like the vast majority of American smartphone users, your phone's screen may have been black, but the device was probably on the whole time. Sensors are finding their ways into every corner of your lives, says Mariam Mernazan, a computer scientist at Newcastle University in England. That's a good thing when phones are using their observational dexterity to do our bidding, but the plethora of highly personal information
they do our bidding
that smartphones are privy to also makes them powerful potential spies. Online app store Google Play has already discovered apps abusing sensor access. Google recently booted 20 apps.
Right. This whole booted sequence here, this apps. Whole paragraph, listen to this whole paragraph here. Start from Google.
Google Play has already discovered apps abusing sensor access. Google recently booted 20 apps from Android phones and its app store because the apps could, without the user's knowledge, record with a microphone, monitor a person's phone location, take photos and then extract the data. Stolen photos and sound bites pose obvious privacy invasions, but even seemingly innocuous sensor data can potentially broadcast sensitive information. A smartphone's movement may reveal what users are typing or disclose their whereabouts. Even barometer readings that subtly shift with increased altitude could give way which foot or floor of a building you're standing on, suggests Ahmed Al-Haiki.
All right, can I pause you for a second here? Can we just think about for a minute the concept that these apps made it to the App Store.
How many versions okay. in?
These apps made it to the App Store, and now they decided to boot them upon reconsideration. So, what I'm getting at here is, and now that's Android. Android is clearly the dominant system.
Who are they punching out and why?
Well,
Google is top level, big time.
They, you know, in terms of smartphone what? Let's just say
they're getting usage. Rid of your favorite app.
It's what? Android. And so if they've been able to do this, I tend to believe that whatever we think we still have is long gone.
I was in a Starbucks the other day, and just by being in Starbucks, I got an email today for like, oh, hey, coupon. There it's it like, is. How did it know? The phone.
There it is.
It's bugging me.
There it is. All right,
seriously. So finish, they can... Paranoids beware. They can track you at every movement, every slight slope of movement, based on the scale and angle of your smartphone. KeyTap Reveal, a gyroscope, senses how much and in which direction a smartphone rotates. With various key taps, here touching Q produces more movement around the horizontal axis, and V yields more vertical rotation. A more recent application used a whole fleet of smartphone sensors, including the gyroscope, accelerometer, light sensor, and magnetism measuring magnetometer. Magnetometer.
Magnetometer. You obviously did not read
gyroscope,
that.
Gyroscope, accelerometer, light sensor, accelerometer. And magnetism accelerometer. Measuring magnetometer.
It's a magnetometer.
Gyroscope, accelerometer.
That's right.
Light gyroscopic, sensor.
Gyroscopic accelerometer.
Magnetism measuring magnometer. Blah, 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 blah. Magnetometer. To guess pins. The app analyzed a phone's movement and how, during typing, the user's finger blocked the light sensor. When tested on a pool of 50 pin numbers, the app could discover or discern keystrokes with 99.5% accuracy.
This is, by the way, this is Jerry.
Yeah, I was wondering what this
Jerry, it's so good.
Reported on the Cryptology ePrint archive in December. Other researchers have paired motion data with mic recordings, which can pick up the soft sound of a fingertip tapping on a screen.
Wait.
One group designed a malicious app that could masquerade as a simple note-taking tool. When the user tapped the app's app button, the user was shut down.
User complete. Was shut
wow,
down.
Wow, look at that. Shut down. Shut down.
The user was shut down completely. Shut is this what down. You want, Byron?
That's what I want, Byron.
Byron, is this what
Byron,
you want?
Byron, this is what you want. This is what you want.
The shut down button.
Byron. This is what you want. This is what you get.
Byron.
Yes.
Is this what you want, Byron? Is this, what is this you waiting for?
Public Image Limited.
All right, you're tuned to listen to Sponsored Radio WBAI 99.5 FM. We have 14 minutes left, and you should make that pledge. I see some people who pledge. I do want to thank those
Byron.
Few who have pledged, who has asked for... Thank you. I'm going to play some of the DTM that they're getting. That they were smart enough to make that pledge. They were smart enough to call 516-620-3602 and say, I want DGM.
They're getting their DGM tonight?
Yes, they are. Wow, they are. They are on it.
1602.
516-620-3602. $35 pledge. Say, I want WBAI 2018 DGM. DGM Winter 2018.
You can text in the number 41444-WBAI.
A different version of that track, Mike from Jersey.
Yeah, this is great.
This is different. It's not what you expect. It's CGM. Express going on in there.
Oh, God. Is this from like a bonus disc or something?
This is DGM. Think about remixes. When you hear a song that you know well and you hear a remix, you're like, wow, I didn't know it could be this.
Yeah, this is kind of wild. It doesn't even sound like what I would expect.
Exactly.
Love DGM.
You with it? Are you with it, Brian?
Yeah.
So you're hanging in there, Brian.
That was
so
nuts.
You caught this cold. So what did you think, yeah, from Jersey? Because you know the original.
That was mind-blowing.
This is more Jerry.
Gobsmacking.
Gobsmacking, exactly. Mind-blowing is because of what you don't expect. Mr. Guest, I know you like this Jerry Goldsmith here.
What's very...
Which Jerry is this? This isn't like...
I'm not going to tell you.
It's exciting.
Very exciting.
Is this pre-Planet of the Apes?
It's similar era.
It's like Planet of the Nematodes.
It's that period of Jerry, 60s Jerry.
Crustaceans.
What's interesting about it is when you listen to it, you're like, you kind of almost hear Star Trek in here, too.
Right, and Planet of the Apes.
Definitely you hear Planet of the Apes. It's so Planet of the Apes. It's like the lost Planet of the Apes cut.
That's literally what it sounds like.
Where are the strings? We'll be right back.
is where you can tell what country it took place in.
So this is like a Western?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to order your DGM. But yes. Look at this. Jerry, come on. This is not great. It's Jerry! He's the king!
God.
Is this amazing? Come on. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's Jerry.
You know, Spielberg, on his best day, couldn't get that from Williams.
Well, you know, Jerry is Jerry. And he does what he does. Byron, what did you think of that Jerry there for a minute? Were you with that?
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Of course you did. All right. So I want to say thank you to David, who had made a pledge of $35 and got his DGM. He's on it, and he's with it. And I'm hoping other people will make a call right now to 516-620-3602. You know, we've been on for almost 3 hours, and really, we should have, like, a ton of pledges and a ton of WBAI buddies. If you like this show, I mean, come on, what the hell? So, there it is. That's all I'm saying. What the hell? And I'm reloading the results. Let's see if I can see anything good. Are people pledging? I see some people pledged, but that's not enough. Come on. 516-620-3602. $35 pledge. Winter DGM 2018.
And if you're feeling lazy and you want to type less letters in your phone, you can type 41444-WBAI.
I have so much stuff. I'm going to play a couple of tracks here for you. Byron, are you ready to hear a couple tracks before we go?
I'm right here.
I'm going to compress time.
Of course, I didn't get a chance to answer the questions tonight.
Oh, yes. So well, yes, you did. You said what kind of music takes you where it takes you.
No. You asked me further.
Oh, yes. I asked you a whole bunch of questions. All right. You're going to have to come. Byron, you may have to come back.
I will make
all right,
that
but, effort. But you have something you can say quickly?
Well, yes.
Or can we weld this power, Byron?
All right. Here's the quick answer to the question. Thousands of years ago, after leaving Egypt, lost in the desert, were the people who were chosen for the Exodus. And they were given 10 commandments. One of those commandments of civil and spiritual acknowledgement was, "Thou shalt not kill." And ever since then, we have gotten lost on how that one phrase has been determined to and been changed and altered and amended so many times that we've forgotten that it is one of the laws of nature, "Thou shalt not kill." So I'll stop right there because we're in this special season. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. We're preparing ourselves for another spiritual awakening. And I remind people to go to the book and see what the Prince of Peace said when he was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I quote, he
said, "The Garden of what?"
Garden of Gethsemane, where he was arrested.
You know, I got to tell you, it sounded like you said the Garden of Gethsemane. I was like, wow.
Well, we could do that too.
Obviously, that died out.
Yeah, so anyway, he said unto, he who lives by the sword will die by the sword. So I think we really need to.
So if human beings in general are living by the sword, human beings in general are going to die by the sword.
Can I ask Byron?
Well, it was always meant to be a conversation between friends, as it's been said.
At the end, one friend kills the other.
That's right.
Hi, friend Jersey, has a question for you before we go.
Yeah.
Quick question, ahead, Byron. Bye. How long do you think Trump has before he's out of there?
Okay. The word treason hit the fan today, and so that's very important to me.